Well, this month, would you believe, is Australian Tradies Month. And this month we're trying to shine the focus on men and women in the trades that, well, may or may not be taking good care of themselves as they should be. So someone that's shining a light on that for us this morning is from the Australian Physiotherapy Association, Simon Mitchell. Good morning, Simon. Tradies, do they generally have a history of not looking after themselves when it comes to health?
I think tradies as a group historically are looking at being a male population, and as males in general, we're not as good as we could be around looking after our health, and certainly talking about health is one of the key things we want the tradies to become aware of, but which is why the Australian Physio Association created the Tradies National Health Month to really raise awareness and raise a spotlight and encourage all tradies to take a positive step about their health.
Simon, are there particular health issues that you find come up time and time again for those working in the trades that we'll be shining the spotlight on throughout August?
Yeah, look, the tradies make up about a third of the Australian workforce, yet about 60% of all our serious work-related injuries come from the tradies group. It's probably not a surprise given the type of work they undertake with heavy manual tasks, I guess use of power tools, high-risk activities like working at heights, etc. So they are in a high-risk group, but we want to, I guess, take the opportunity to put the spotlight on that group, encourage them to do something to help their physical and mental health. So the physical health is where the Australian Physio Association and physios in general can help, not only just the treatment of injuries, but prevention of, through specific exercise programs to manage some of the chronic health conditions like heart disease and diabetes that affect Australian communities in general.
So, Simon, I think as all of us get a little bit older, those things become a little more prevalent because we know that we're going to have to work longer. But if you're in, that's fine if you do what I do, you stand or sit at a desk and just talk. But if you're out there doing real hard work, as we all have to work longer, that becomes more of an issue, doesn't it?
Yeah, look, it's a great point, and all the more important why that particular group of tradies, it's important for them to consider acting quickly and early on any signs of injury that they might have and getting that right treatment early on, but also, I guess, doing what we all know need to do in the community, which is actively look after our health by having conversations with work colleagues, by also seeking the right health and care and attention we do need to prevent the injuries from coming on in the first place.
Simon, how can the rest of us show support for Australian Tradies Month?
Well, I think most of us would know a tradie or two. They form a great part of the Australian community and very important to the Australian community. So I'd encourage anyone who knows a tradie or tradies themselves to actively talk about their health with each other, to, I guess, use that mates looking after mates culture we have in Australia to encourage people who you see might be struggling, who you want to have a conversation with them, to check they're okay. So as I said, mental health is an important part of looking after each other as well. But have that conversation and encourage each other to do something positive for your health.
And Simon,
making that step is the hardest one, is just making that first step and connecting with people for some people.
Yeah, as it can be for health generally. And of course, most of the ladies I speak to would say go out and hug a tradie as well might be a good place to start.
Well, why not start there? I'm sure they'd appreciate it.
That's a two-way street, Simon. Thank you so much for your time with us this morning.
No problem at all. Thanks so much.
From the Australian Physiotherapy Association, Simon Mitchell with some great advice there for Australian Tradies Month. It's 9:25 at 2NURFM.